May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated, won't you? Again, it's a joy and a privilege to be preaching here at Emmanuel, and I want to thank your fine rector, Father Jonathan. You know, it's a pleasure for me, and I know for Nancy when we come, we really love to hear Father Jonathan preach. And you probably are disappointed that he's not preaching today, but he will be preaching next Sunday, which is the Feast of Pentecost, so watch out. We are celebrating the Feast of the Ascension, and it really is the linchpin. If you look at all the major acts of God in the life and ministry of Jesus, his death, his resurrection. And then if you look at the reality of the ascension, it's as if it's holding up everything that has happened so far, but it also anticipates what is going to come in the near future. So the ascension is vital. And that's why I think it's magnificent that we have this opportunity on a Sunday to consider why it matters. Perhaps you remember that Jesus, in consoling his disciples on hearing that he was about to depart and to leave them as his closest friends, he said these words, "Understand that it is to your advantage that I go away." Now, I don't know about you if you've experienced goodbyes and departures. It hasn't seemed to my advantage necessarily, particularly with those that I deeply love. But Jesus said, it is to your advantage. And in those words themselves, we could spend a month contemplating the depth of what that means. But I want to just take it very clearly, simply, and as expeditiously as I can. On the Scottish island of Iona, there is an abbey. And it has been the site of Christian prayer and pilgrimage for 15 centuries. Think about that. And it was in the 20th century, a founder of the modern Iona community, a Church of Scotland minister named George MacLeod, who said of the ascension these words, "There is a human being in heaven. One of us has made it." Now, that's true in every sense. And that's what I think grabs us when you hear that. One of us, the one who shares our human nature, one just not like us, one not like a human being, but a real human being. A human being is now with God in the embodiment of his resurrection life. Humanity has been lifted and exalted to the right hand of God. That's quite a claim. And yet, that's again why Jesus said, it is to your advantage that I go away. Listen, without the ascension, as St. Augustine of Hippo said, Jesus' incarnation, Jesus' death, and even Jesus' resurrection would have no profit for us. That's an incredible statement. But that's just to show how all of those things are woven together in one piece, and so will be Pentecost next Sunday. So what is it then that we can say, how this affects us, how this deepens our life, how this calls us, how this challenges us? First of all, why is it to our advantage? Well, first of all, because of what God has done for us. In our reading from the Epistle to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul, in these magnificent words, said this, "God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that has been named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, and listen to this, who fills all in all. See, this is the truth. If you're going to fill something up, you better be greater than what you're going to fill. And if God is going to act to bring about his kingdom on earth, if God is about to redeem and heal and reconcile his creation, especially humanity, to himself, then he has to act in a way that fills all things. And in Jesus Christ, he has accomplished that. The ascension of Jesus takes what Jesus was doing and did on the earth and releases it into the universe, into the cosmos, into your life and into my life. It's not about the absence and going away of Jesus, where is he? It's more about the increased and magnified presence. The ascension is the infinite magnification of Jesus and the availability that he brings to us here today. I'd like to put it this way. The ascension means that Jesus is everywhere present and filling all things. Everywhere present and filling all things. But here's the challenge. I call it the painful gap. What we know and experience as now being our reality, but also what we long for and what we hope for and what can become. We live in the now, the availability and reality of the kingdom present with us and Jesus acting in our lives. But there's also the not yet, the sense that there will be the absolute fulfillment one day, where heaven and earth, God's dimension and our dimension, will be one. Heaven will be on earth. But now and not yet is a painful gap. Here's a story that illustrates it. When I was first rector of my first parish, there was a dear couple, young couple, who we had made friends with. And they had a kind of tumultuous pregnancy, but it all came together. Many people were praying for them, and they delivered these precious two twin boys. And this couple, this family, they were just kind of the core people in the parish, and they loved the Lord, and they followed the Lord. And they named these two twins, and it's special to me because I'm an identical twin, but anyway. They named these two twins Peter and Andrew after the apostles. What a great idea. But about 3 months into their lives, Peter developed cancer in his eye. And so that was a serious, serious reality. And unfortunately, as a community, we prayed and we walked and we stood by them and tried to hold them up and keep them moving towards the light. In another month, Andrew was diagnosed with the same cancer. The painful gap between what was hoped for and what happened became more and more evident, and Peter and Andrew lost their lives. But this is the important thing. They were in a Christian community. They knew that the Lord was loving towards them, that there wasn't anything that would ever diminish their love and God's love for them. It was painful. But they had hope in the ascended Lord who reigns and rules above every name, which is above cancer, above death, above anything we suffer. And what I'm trying to illustrate is that the rays of the sun, like the rays of the sun, the reign of Jesus, the everywhere present, every filling thing presence of Jesus is sufficient to you and to me now in the life that we lead because he reigns. And so we need gifts each day. We need each day to draw close to God. In the gospel lesson for today, Jesus is leaving his disciples and he's going through a teaching one more time, trying to help them understand. And we're told that Jesus opened their mind to understand the scriptures. Apparently, there are some things that are not self-evident, and we need the help of God to understand. G.K. Chesterton made this observation: the point of an open mind, like having an open mouth, is to close it on something solid. And this is what is so solid. Jesus teaches them that it was the scriptures that foretold his destiny. The Old Testament, the law, the prophets, the Psalms, it's all about the Messiah and how the Messiah would suffer and die, but ultimately how the Messiah would triumph. And he says, you are witnesses of these things. And so we need an openness, don't we? Each and every day, Lord, make me open to your coming in my life. Help me open to discern that you're here, that you're filling all things, that you're everywhere present. Give me an open mind. Give me a receptivity to know you and to love you and to see the good and the true and the beautiful, even in the tragic gap, even in the painful gap that we experience in life. Secondly, Jesus says to them, I'm sending the promise of the Father upon you. You see, it's to your advantage that I go away, because I'm sending the promise of the Father, and he will engulf you, he will surround you, he will be within you, he will give you the dynamic reality and power that you need to be my witness and my follower, to be a fully human being, fully alive in this world. The Holy Spirit, the giver of life. I'm not going to steal any thunder from Father Jonathan. He'll get on this next Sunday. So that's why I'm inviting you to come and really hear it. But the idea is this. Life in the Spirit is only possible because of the ascension. I want to close with a little story about the painful gap, but also the joyful presence of God. So we all go through different experiences during the week. Sometimes the day is filled with consolations and we're alive and we're feeling the joy. And then there's other days that are struggles and we might face challenges, we might be suffering, we might have deep concern or burdens that we're bearing. That's a reality. And even in retirement, you're not exempt from that, apparently. I thought it would be all over, but it's not. So anyway, so I was in the car and you know, I'm an Anglican through and through. I love good liturgy. I love good music. I love good hymns. And I love this place because of that. But I'm not such a snob that I won't listen to a contemporary song every once in a while. And so I had the radio on, and I was kind of burdened about something. And this worship group called Leland came on, and they sang this worship song that just arrested me, called Waymaker. When you're in a tragic gap, you need a waymaker. And here's the words. You are here in this place. We worship you. Waymaker, miracle maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, you are my God. And all of a sudden, he was everywhere present, filling all things, including me. And this is my point. The reason why this is to our advantage is because Jesus is exalted to the right hand of God. He is reigning. He is the Lord. He is the King of heaven. All things are subject to him, and one day he will reign upon this earth. And so the angels give it to us in this last line. Why are you standing here looking up into heaven? There's only two things you can do. You can either numb your heart or get a source of glorious reality. And even in the painful gap, he lifts you through it. But we simply can't do it on our own. Exactly. There is one who did for you. Place your trust and your confidence in him. And you can live a new kind of life. Amen.